Today is I Love Small Charities Day. Yes, there really is a day for absolutely everything. And we thought this was one worth spending a bit of time on. Since I've been here at BBC Newcastle, we've met many people who've turned really difficult times and tragedies, and they've turned their lives around, and they've given themselves a job, a task, they've got involved in something by helping others to find themselves in really very similar situations. They've spent their own time, their own money setting up charities here in the North East. Heel and Toe are a charity based in Durham, and they help children with cerebral palsy. Amanda Tweedy is the Development and Fundraising Officer. She joins me this morning. Good morning.
Morning.
So what is it that you do?
We offer free conductive education therapy to children with not only cerebral palsy but also dyspraxia and a range of other motor disorders. And we do that, as you said, from our centre in Framwellgate Moor in Durham. But we offer the therapy to children across the whole of the North East, so as far as a parent is willing to travel for the free service. We've got about 60 children who come to us once or twice a week, depending on how much therapy they need. And we started off back in 2008 with just 4 children. But because it's a free service, you know, we open the doors to anybody who has a child who you know, would benefit from conductive education. So we're growing very, very quickly.
What does conductive education mean? Say, right, OK, we'll go along now then. Right, Amanda, I'm coming down to see you. What will I see in a session?
What you'll see is, conductive education, it's quite hard to explain what it is. But when you see it, it's just absolutely amazing. It's a mixture of physiotherapy, occupational therapy and a learning system which was actually originated in Budapest. And the conductors we have come from Hungary, and they're fantastic with the kids. But it's basically, the way I describe it when I go out and talk to people about the centre is it's like fun therapy. It's physio, but with the fun added in. You know, physio is great, it does work, but children don't want to do it. They find it tedious and boring. So we use, you know, nursery rhymes, musical instruments, assault courses, things that will help them improve their movement, their mobility, their posture. And in turn, that has a great effect on them because, you know, it improves their confidence and their independence. They want to be able to do things for themselves. They don't want to rely on their parents and carers all of the time. So, you know, we see them come on leaps and bounds. And obviously that's great for us as, you know, as fundraisers and people who run the centre, but also for the children themselves and the parents as well.
Yeah, what do they say to you?
They're just amazed. I think, you know, they come, they don't really know, because conductive education, you know, we're the only charity in the North East who offer it free. A lot of people haven't heard of it, and they come along and, you know, they'll have an assessment with the conductors. They'll run through what is going to benefit their child, and then it may just be a matter of weeks or maybe months down the line, and they can see the improvements in the children and see them getting much more confident and just doing things for themselves like you and I would take for granted, you know, eating their own food, fastening up buttons, doing shoelaces, things that, you know, children of their age would be doing normally. But when you've got a child with cerebral palsy or dyspraxia, it's, you know, it's very difficult for them and very frustrating that they can't do things that they want to.
This might sound a funny question, mm-hmm. but why would we need a charity, you working your socks off, mm-hmm. for to build an organisation? Doesn't the health service offer this?
We don't know, and we don't get any government funding. You know, we are unique in what we do. When we got together, there was a set of parents who got together. This service was provided previously, and then it was withdrawn from the region. The parents saw how valuable it was. And, you know, they decided that they had to start up a charity to offer this to other children. I mean, the latest stats are there's over 1,600 children in the North East with cerebral palsy alone, and we only work with a small proportion of them. It's great that we've got the opportunity to come on here today so that we can raise awareness of the free service and benefit more children. But yeah, we have to, you know, do this on our own. So we have to raise $300,000 a year to keep the centre open and keep the free sessions running.
How do you go about that? That's a mega amount of money.
It is. It's an awful lot. I mean, we apply to trusts and foundations. Our charity manager is very good at finding where, you know, the big pots of money. And also the parents get involved with fundraising. We have a lot of fundraising events. That makes up a big proportion of our money. We've got a zip slide coming up. on Sunday, the 1st of July. I'm organising it, so I can't do it. I have to be on the ground, you know, rallying everybody round. But we have got places on that. That's off the top of the Baltic. If anyone would like to jump off the Baltic for us on the 1st of July, they can get in touch with me. But we do all sorts of fundraising, really.
It's just getting the name out there.
It is, definitely, because we are a small charity, but we are getting our name out there. I mean, we've got a lot of companies who've come on board and supported us this year. We've been very, very lucky to have the likes of Stanley Travel, Muckle Solicitors, Newcastle Gates Initiative, Slaley Hall. You know, they've all of a sudden, our name's getting out there. We're going and seeing them. We're talking to them about what we do. And they're just, I think, because it's a children's charity and we're so unique and they know we're a small charity and we really do need the money, that, you know, they decide to support us for a whole year, which is fantastic.
That's great stuff. Thanks very much, Amanda, for coming in.
So thank you.
The 1st of July,
if
you want to, you know, jump off the top of the Baltic, strapped onto one of these zip wires.
Yes.
So how do they get in touch with you?
They can get in touch with me, my email, amanda@healandtow.org.uk, or give us a ring on 0844 335 0512.
Well, thank you for joining us today. That's Amanda Tweedy, a development and fundraising officer at Heal and Toe, based in Durham, free therapy for children with cerebral palsy and other conditions like dyspraxia here in the North East. Thanks for coming in.